Flooding affects a child ministry in Burkina Faso. Teams are forming now for specific ministry in India, and believers are entering day 17 of Ramadan. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Flooding has left its mark on Burkina Faso, a country in the west central part of the African continent. According to Compassion International's Kathy Redman,
there's 150,000 people who are homeless and are taking shelter in public schools and churches. Many homes have collapsed and buildings, roads, and bridges have been damaged.
She says the flooding has had an impact on 56 of their child development centers.
We have, which is amazing to me, 16,000 children in 80 child development centers. So you're talking about upwards of maybe 10,000 kids.
Compassion International works through the local church. That partnership is making the church more relevant.
In the middle of chaos and darkness, people can look to the church and find help and find hope for getting their needs met.
Which enables the church to share the gospel. Your financial support ensures those in need will hear it. Meanwhile, two believers in China were recently imprisoned for humanitarian service, according to China Aid. Li Mingsheng and Zhang Yonghu received a 10-year prison term for helping North Korean refugees across China's border. North Koreans have been persecuted in China for years, and China Aid says this sentence underscores the mistreatment. Families of the missionaries are appealing for their release. Pray these believers are set free and awareness grows of persecuted refugees. You're listening to Mission Network News. According to UNICEF, India has more malnourished children under the age of 5 than any other country in the world. India Partners shares hope, love, and life's essentials with these kids and their communities. India Partners' Donna Glass says they're forming a short-term team for a trip in November.
In Tamil Nadu, we will help with their computer training, and then we're hoping to have a medical dental team, and the same when we travel up into Andhra Pradesh to two different partner sites there.
October 1st is the deadline to register. Why go?
It's a sea of poverty with islands of wealth. But there's still all the rural area that is so deprived of people coming in who care. And it's a big thing to them that somebody would travel halfway around the world because of the love of Christ.
Because of this, participants are often asked,
why are you here? Why are you doing that? That opens up a perfect door to share the gospel.
Meanwhile, millions of people will be able to understand God's word thanks to the work of Biblica, formerly IBS STL. Friday, Biblica dedicated a new translation of God's word in Kenya. The group's vice president, Benedict Amalo, says,
we launched the Kiswahili Bible. Now, the Kiswahili Bible is not just relevant for the Kenyan market. This is a language that is spoken in East and Central Africa. We're talking of about 8 nations that use Kiswahili as a language. So right there, we've got a target of about 60 million speakers.
While Kiswahili speakers had a Bible, Amalo says it was old and hard to understand. The new translation is written simply and will affect the average Kiswahili speaker.
This is one of the Bibles that you can give to your neighbor. You can give this to the people, especially the rural community. It is the language that people can read and understand simplest.
This translation won't only help with evangelism, but also discipleship. And today is number 17 of the Muslim holiday Ramadan. Along with WorldChristian.com, Mission Network News is asking you to join us in praying for the Muslim world. Today, you can pray for all Muslim women named Fatima. Muslims honor Fatima as Prophet Muhammad's favorite daughter and one of the 4 perfect women. Her name is also associated with an occult object used to ward off evil spirits. Pray for Muslims named Fatima to find new life in Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. This CD is full of songs that will remind you that we are created to worship. Get your Chris Tomlin CD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.